you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to talk high school basketball on today's edition of the Coach's Corner. We haven't talked much of Lady Dino basketball as of late. We're going to change that right now. Carbon last night opening up the Region 14 season with a loss on the road against JUAB, 52-45. Very competitive game. Carbon fell behind early, never really recovered. They slowly chipped into the lead but could never get over the hump. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that and everything else happening with the program, we have head coach Ted Bianco. Coach, always fun to get you on. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely, Coach. You guys opened up Region 14 play last night. A setback against a very good JUAB team, 52-45. First things first, really early in the season to get the region schedule off and rolling. Now you guys are here.
Well, we went to two tournaments, and we actually played seven games in those two tournaments. And, I felt pretty good about some things that we did there. And the competition that we played, there were some very good teams, and there were some teams that we did what we were supposed to do to beat them the way we did. And you don't have as much time to get ready when you start a league this early, but it is what it is. So you have to be prepared for every opponent that you play. And last night, I thought there were some good things that we did. We moved the ball good. We didn't turn the ball over very much, and that was a huge positive for us. And we did a very good job against the Robbins Grill in the second half. She only had 4 over 17 points in the second half, so. I was pleased with that. We just had some letdowns in some areas that we got to do a better job of. We got out-rebounded by 20 rebounds, and we shot 25% from the field, and we lost by 7. Most of the time when you do that, you get beat by 20 or 25 points.
Sure.
So there's some positives in there of some things that we were doing. We just got to do a better job of going and getting the ball and making sure that we keep them off the boards the next time we play them.
You mentioned how you guys were out-rebounded and beaten on the boards in this game. And, of course, JUAB, they have Hannah Robbins, who finishes with 17 points and 18 boards. How much of her size in the middle affected the overall game, especially on the glass?
Well, she's been the leading rebounder in 3A for the last 2 years. And she's actually, last year she was the leading rebounder, the year before Sarah Morley was. But she's a presence in there because of her size. And she's bulked up a little bit this year. She's not quite as thin as she has been. She's obviously been in the weight room and put some muscle on. And she's a little more physical. She still doesn't like the physical play as much as she probably needs to at the Division I level. She's going to be going to Southern Utah, so she's got to get used to that. But she is, she's a very good player. She can shoot it from outside. She can get rebounds and get putbacks quite easily. The biggest thing that we have to do is just make sure that we know where she's at all the time and keep her away from loose balls. And there were times that we did a pretty good job with that last year and last night, and then there's times that we didn't. So, some of their other players hurt us on the boards too, and we got a little bit hot in the third quarter and we couldn't find the rim. We come out and had a good possession and just we missed about 4 easy shots in a row, and they come down and hit 2 threes on us, and it goes from a 5-point lead to an 11-point lead. So, If you don't score, you've got to make sure you keep your opponent from scoring. And we didn't do that.
Kelsey Sorensen did play well for you guys last night, scoring 21 points. You also got 10 points out of Jordan Bianco. We can talk about these two players. They've been consistent for you, Coach. If you look at the box score, I mean, typically these have been the top two scorers on this team, with the exception of Abby Sacamano or maybe Jody Noyes. But it seems that Kelsey and Jordan have really provided you guys with the most offense throughout the early part of the season.
They've been the two most consistent scorers, and then most of Kelsey's points are coming off of penetration to the rim and finishing around the rim or getting to the free throw line. A lot of Jordan's points are coming from beyond the arc and getting herself to the free throw line. And Jody Noyes, the last couple games she struggled a little bit against some of the sizes she's had to play with, but she's a good enough athlete that she can bounce back from that and help us move forward the rest of the season. She's a big body herself, and she just got to make a few adjustments with what she's doing down there and not get down on herself, and she'll get back to where she needs to be. She's a heck of a rebounder for us, and we need that out of her. And then Abby is a good driver to the basket, and, she has the ability to knock down that outside shot too. And last night she didn't quite score as much as we needed her to, but she still had 8 points, and she worked her tail off on defense. She had the Robbins girl, for as small as Abby is, she had the Robbins girl really frustrated. She immediately went down there and found her every single time we put her on her, and was a hand, was right in her face, and it really started to frustrate the big girls. So it's nice to see, some of our players not worry about their size, just worry about going and getting a job done.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Ted Bianco with the Carbon Lady Dino basketball squad. Coach, now that we're 8 games into the season, how comfortable are you with the rotation? And have you kind of figured that out of what it's going to look like, at least for a good portion of the season, barring anything crazy happening?
Well, with this team, we have, we have 16 girls on our team, and we have 8 or 9 players that we can rotate in at the varsity level, and that's been good for us. And like I said, we're still a young team, and we still have a lot to learn, and we're going to go through some growing pains as the season goes along. And going into the season, I knew that there's going to be some games that we're going to take some lumps, and there's going to be some games that we're going to surprise the heck out of people. And we've been on that road already. So as the season goes on, though, these girls are going to mature, they're going to get better, and they're going to understand more of what we want them to accomplish, and they're going to get better. And that's our goal, is they've got to get better every day in practice and every game that they play. And I'm pleased with where they're at right now. I'm a little frustrated that we didn't play quite to our potential last night, but that's going to happen. And we have to learn from that, and we have to move on. When we step on the floor tonight for practice, the first thing I'm going to talk to them about is, you got beat by 20 boards. They beat you on the boards by 20 rebounds, and you shot 25% from the floor, and you lost by 7. That's, in my mind, that's a positive. The losing's not, but we didn't get beat by, we didn't get blown out. So that's something we can build on. Those are little things we can fix. And if it was something that we couldn't fix, then that's a huge problem. But those are little things that we can fix.
I don't know how interested or wrapped into the whole analytics side of the sport you are, Coach, but a very basic analysis of the way you guys have played so far this season. If you've scored over 50 points, there's only been one time you guys have not lost so far this season. Is that something that you as a coach or as a coaching staff, is that something that you guys look at as kind of a target of where you need to get? I know I've talked to teams in the past that have had, if we hit X amount of shots from downtown, then our percentage of winning is this. I mean, is that something that you guys look at the high school level?
Absolutely. I mean, if we're having success scoring over 50 points a game, then that's a goal. And up till the last 2 games, our defense has been pretty strong. The Fruita game, we're playing against a Division I player and a D2 player, and all those young girls are kind of in shock watching the game sometimes instead of playing the game. And when you play against players like that, you have to learn how to make that adjustment. And we came out, and the score at the end of the third quarter was 41-10. We ended up losing 49-32. And they still had their starters in until about 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So we have the ability to put points on the board. It's just a matter of settling down. And we rush a lot of shots. And that comes with age. That comes with an experience. Last night, McKenna Blank, she had a lot of really good looks at the basket and took a lot of great shots. She just couldn't get them to fall. Well, now she just needs to learn to relax a little bit and then get back into that muscle memory of her shooting. And instead of trying to rush it, just take her time a little bit, and those shots will fall for her. So we're close to where we want to be. It's just going to take a little more experience, a little more game time, and by the end of the season, we'll be where we want to be.
It's definitely a situation I know you've been in before. You've been around coaching for so long. Is it different, massively different, Coach, from a personal standpoint, to temper expectations with a young team, considering you had a group of girls that built up through the program? I mean, that you were really familiar with, that had a lot of experience last season?
Well, the hardest thing for me in coaching is when you go from a team that you're so used to, sometimes they kind of read what you want to do and they just do it. The team that I had last year, Lindsay Blank, we didn't have to call anything. Lindsay knew what needed to happen, and she would make it happen. This year with a younger team, we need to adjust what we do, and with their experience with us and our experience with them, that's going to get better and better with time. And also takes summer work. They've got to be in the gym in the summer. They've got to participate with what we do in the summertime. Just the more times that they can be on the floor, the more reps they can get, the better they're going to be. And like I said, they're head and shoulders above where they could be. And I'm so proud of how hard they've worked and the things that they've done. The sky's the limit for them if they want it. They just have to understand, don't get frustrated, keep working hard, and keep moving forward, and they'll be good to go.
We'll talk about tomorrow night's game, Coach. You guys will take on Providence Hall. They haven't played a league contest yet up to this point, but they have raced out to a 5-1 start. They've beaten squads that we're somewhat familiar with as far as Gunnison and Summit Academy and Ben Lohman and Waterford. I mean, these are normal names that you'll see in the 2A, 3A classification over the last couple of seasons. How good is Providence Hall, and how difficult is this game going to be for you guys on the road?
Well, they don't have anywhere near the size of the last few teams that we've played. They have a young lady that's averaging about 18 points a game and another one that's averaging 11. So obviously they've got our attention with that, and they're quite athletic. They can get up and down the floor. The biggest thing for us tomorrow night is we've got to come out and play our game. We can't get caught up in what they're doing. We have to execute what we do on both ends of the floor. If we will do that, we'll take care of the business at hand. And they're a competitive team. They're 5-1. You know, they've gotten off to a good start. But they haven't played a 3A team that's at the top of 3A.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they're playing one tomorrow night. We've got to show them, play our best game. But we generally bounce back from losses in a strong way. And I'm looking forward to practice today to see how our kids react. We've obviously got to come out and execute. We definitely have to rebound the ball better, and we have to limit our turnovers. And if we can do those things and contain number 4, the Page girl, we'll be okay tomorrow night.
Coach, it's always fun to get you on and talk a little Carbon High School basketball. Thank you again for the time, and best of luck tomorrow against Providence Hall.
Hey, thanks, Jordan, and I appreciate you having us on. And hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too, Coach. Hopefully we talk to you before Christmas, but if not, yes, please, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Sounds good.
We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to move over, talk national sports, hot stove baseball talk. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.